Well, I suppose it's a team that really hasn't got the chance to, like, so like every other county in the country, hasn't really got the chance to develop this year because of obviously the disruptions caused by COVID-19. But prior to the lockdown in February, they had a mixed start to the competition. They lost very heavily to Cavan by 2-10-0-4, and that game was up at Gervaha. Now, in the context of this weekend's game, they may take more solace from the result against Donegal, which was a game that they won by 1-10-1-8. One of the things, I suppose, that will benefit them is the fact that not only did they win the All-Ireland title in 2017, people will remember it for Dara Canavan's goal in the final against Roscommon, but Colin Holmes, who's the manager, has been sort of around throughout that time, and as a result is bringing a good degree of experience in terms of organising the team, and I suppose ensuring that whatever disruption has been caused by the by the lack of action over this past 9 months, that has been minimised as much as possible. So from that point of view, there would be hope maybe rather than expectation going into this game.
And as we say, they are the defending champions. Are there many survivors from last year?
There's quite a few, and the team has a good mix, I suppose. One of the benefits that Tyrone have had over this past few years is the development squads, and that means that you don't have players from the main Grade 1 teams, but you have a good spread of players from throughout the grades. Now, Carrickmore and Arbaugh and Oma have been the three sort of dominant teams in the minor competitions over this past couple of years, and they're well represented, but I think there's somewhere in the region of maybe 13 or 15 clubs represented in the squad, which is an illustration of the fact of how balanced it is, and it's an illustration of the fact that they really are trawling the county for, if there's a player who is capable of making the grade, then he is being identified and is getting that opportunity. So there is a good balance there, but obviously there's a couple who would be to maybe stand out and who were impressing prior to the lockdown in those two games against Cavan and Donegal.
And who are the players to look?
There's a number in defence. You have a fella called Joe Hamilton. Now, he has been doing well in around the full back line. Another, it's funny how names keep cropping up, and one of the things that we're starting to see is the names that were prominent back in the 90s on Tyrone senior teams, they're now coming back underage teams. Larkin McGarty from Carrickmore is one. Rory Canavan from obviously Eric O'Kearn, the son of Peters, he's another. We have Sean O'Donnell from Chillick, who has been doing well scoring, and so you have Conor Cush from Donegmore, another prominent name if you remember the Cush and Canavan double act that there was during those years. So those are some of the players who would be expected to make their mark on in the game against Donegal.
And we've reading during the week where their preparations have been hit by COVID.
Yeah, that's right. I suppose it's one of those things that we have to expect at this stage that the things don't go according to plan. But both managers, I think, are fairly confident that they've got that they've got their strongest team available, that they'll be able to have that team out, and that I think they're confident that they will do well in the game. Now, obviously, I suppose what they're saying is the match against Donegal in March is far too long ago now to make any real difference to the outcome in this one.